Israeli police and special units in extraordinary numbers gathered around the old city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. After the Friday prayer, Palestinian worshippers began exiting Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, but the heavy police presence forced them into a confrontation. Minutes after Friday prayer, the sound of stun grenades and tear gas was heard. When the Israeli forces began moving into the holy compound, worshippers were protesting against the Israeli entrance to Al-Aqsa Mosque. Some protesters took refuge inside the mosque. Israeli police waited outside and a standoff ensued. Rapidly, the clashes spread outside the mosque and to the adjacent neighborhoods of the old city. Israeli forces began chasing Palestinian kids in the alleys of the old city. Tense situation remains here inside Jerusalem Old City. We're outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Earlier, Israeli police fired and chased Palestinian protesters who were protesting against repeated settler break-ins inside Al-Aqsa Mosque. Back to where we were, we caught up with a fellow journalist who was hit by a tear gas projectile in the leg.
I was taking photos. They started shooting stun grenades and tear gas and rubber bullets, and we saw special forces. I was hit in the leg.
Tensions have been running high in the past few weeks as Israeli settlers in large numbers are escorted by Israeli forces to Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Palestinians fear that Israel is moving in to partition the Al-Aqsa Mosque into two parts, one for Muslim worshippers and the other for Jewish worshippers. This is the same arrangement it has imposed on Al-Ibrahimi Mosque in the city of Al-Khalil. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.